Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Donna Hicks, but she won't be a new friend for long. We're gonna hang on to her because she has a lot to teach us. She is an associate at the Weatherhead Center for International Affairs at Harvard University. Her new book is called Dignity, Its Essential Role in Resolving Conflict, and we were talking about the different elements, the different aspects, the different faces of dignity and with our elderly folks and with our employees in the previous segment. Donna, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the book. You want to tell folks how they can find it and how they can find you, please?
Yes, the book, it can be found on my website, which is drdonnahicks.com, for one. And it's also on, all the online bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, so they could go take a look there, and probably in your local bookstore, too, because it's pretty much all over the place.
Right. So check it out, folks. And Donna, let's talk about conflict resolution. What role does dignity play in conflict resolution?
Well, one of the things, it kind of plays a silent role, if you want to know the truth, Jim, because what I discovered in my 20-some years of working as a conflict resolution professional is that people are talking usually about issues that stand between them. You know, they're fighting over something, whether it's, let's just say, you know, in the workplace, they might be fighting over, you know, who gets to make a certain decision. Let's say, you know, it's a struggle over power in that environment. And 9 times out of 10, that struggle over power has an underlying source of problems to it, and that is that people feel like when their dignity is violated by the other guy or the other side, mm-hmm. then they, you know, it's not even something that's naturally conscious, you know.
Right.
We feel it inside, but we don't necessarily think that that's the source of the problem.
Well, see, men call that respect.
Okay, well, that's fine.
See, when men get aggressive with each other,
yeah,
it's often because we feel like there was we didn't get the respect that we deserve. See,
we got dismissed.
Yeah, and
right.
But what they call it respect. We call it respect. But the truth is the definition of that is dignity.
We're really talking about dignity. We're really saying, hey, look, don't treat me that way, right?
Yeah.
We're saying, don't. How dare you treat me that way? This is completely unfair, and I'm not going to take it.
Women do the same thing.
Oh, we do it too.
But it manifests differently. It just manifests.
It can definitely manifest differently.
And it plays into interpersonal relationships in our social life, mm-hmm. in working, or in negotiating even. Now you've done some world class work internationally where you've seen, in fact, folks, Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, wrote the foreword for her book. I want to read a quote here from this, and I thought it was really good, Donna. Desmond Tutu says this: how wonderful it, and this is after he's been praising Donna as a personal friend. He said, how wonderful it would be if we all, every one of us, became agents of dignity, purveyors of the truth that this God-given dignity is the birthright of all.
Yeah, that kind of sums it all up, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, just in terms of resolving conflict, I would say that because this issue of dignity, even though we feel it in our gut when we have a conflict with somebody, it's not necessarily, we don't quite know how to talk about it. You know, we don't quite know how to say, look, that was just unacceptable to me, the way you just treated me. We don't usually say that. We fight about the surface things. We don't fight about those. We don't really bring to the surface those dignity issues. And I think this is what we need to do in resolving our conflicts, no matter what level we're talking about, in our families, in the workplace. I mean, you know, in my international work, it's certainly true, too. But just recognizing, putting a voice to that experience is
what
so
about
important.
This, Donna? What if you and I are fighting, and I don't want us to fight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about the fact that we're fighting, but I am kind of, I feel like my feelings have gotten mashed a little bit, and I'm you didn't respect me the way you should have, Donna, when you came on the show or whatever, wherever we may be, but I don't like it. I don't want to do it, and I want to stop this fight.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? Should I say, okay, I want to stop this, and even though my feelings got hurt a little bit, apparently hers did too. So I'm going to see if I can identify where her dignity buttons are, and try to push those, and see if I can't be the one to turn this around. But my first button to push is connected to your dignity.
Yeah, well, you know, that's really a perfect scenario that you set up, because, you know, one of the hardest things is that when you're getting into that tangle with somebody, it's really hard to pull yourself back and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't want to do this. First of all, we just got to recognize that that's hard to do, right? But it is not impossible. This is what we have to know, that we can do better than that. We can do what you said.
But first, we have to subordinate our own dignity for a moment.
For a moment, and just stop. It's just push the pause button. And I would say, in that scenario that you built just now, I would say, hey, look, this isn't going the way I want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm really sorry, but I'm feeling like there must have been something that I did here that upset you. And let's roll back this
tape.
Reboot. Let's start this over again.
Donna, I gotta wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
Yes, and you got the picture, though.
Dr. Donna Hicks, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.